Generally speaking, the vulnerabilities that we face as SIDS, they're peculiar to us and other SIDS, and even more so, the work that's being done points that the Caribbean itself among SIDS has certain peculiarities. And we need to be able to address those vulnerabilities in a systemic way. They don't relate to only economic vulnerabilities, so they should not only be measured in terms of GDP per capita or otherwise, but issues that cut across human security and climatic and environmental vulnerabilities. And we need to address all of those issues in a very holistic way. We are encouraged that the Sustainable Development Goals recognizes that we must tackle those issues not only on the economic but the environmental and social front. And that has been how we've been putting forward the issues of concern to us. And so whatever we raise it, one or other issue, it always comes back to the vulnerabilities of our region and finding solutions so that we can sustain our development.
And speaking of finding solutions, I understand CARICOM has a strategic plan covering, I think, the period to 2019. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that plan and what it hopes to achieve.
Well, it's precisely what I've been talking about all along. The plan is based on a model recognizing that there are vulnerabilities that need to be addressed. We've identified some key strategic areas, the economic, human and social, the issue dealing with ICT, as a matter of fact, as an enabler of development, and looking at issues such as security and health and the like. It's a plan that coordinates the efforts not only of the Secretariat, but of all of the CARICOM institutions and all of the member states. And it's the first time we've attempted that, and we have to do so because we can't solve all the problems at the same time. And the plan sought to identify the main priorities. It's early days for us in it. It's showing good signs. There's quite a bit of congruence between the issues we've identified and those in the Sustainable Development Goals. So we're hoping that the work that will be done within the community, as well as the work we're doing with the international community, will help us to advance that agenda in addressing our issues.
And now, speaking about the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, we're in year one of them. I guess it's kind of too early because we have until 2030 to achieve them. But how are nations working on achieving these goals?
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to address all of those goals. There's so many targets. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And again, we've prioritized many issues. It doesn't mean that those that we've not prioritized are not urgent or important. So we will be working on all of them. But I think it's going to be a daunting task. We have two major concerns. One is, how do you finance all that has to be done to achieve those targets? And another major concern is the data, baseline data, statistics, to measure where we are and how we're making progress. In the UN system, we tend to be cast in the terms of Latin America and the Caribbean. And given the fact that we have these peculiarities that relate to us, we've actually urged the UN system to begin to do their data sets for the Caribbean. Unless we have that ability to look at our data to inform policy and inform decision-making, we may not go as fast as we want to. So I'm hoping that the UN system will work with us on addressing some of those issues, which will allow us better to attain those goals.
The Caribbean is a small region, but it is incredibly diverse. What do you think the Caribbean can teach the rest of the world?
Well, first of all, the Caribbean is diverse, but it's common. And no matter if you speak French or you speak English, there's a common legacy that's there that makes us Caribbean people. As Prime Minister Gonzalez always says, we're a Caribbean civilization, and I think we have to recognize it for what it is. We are unique. We can teach the world how to survive. We can teach the world democracy. We were among the first democracies in the world. And it's sometimes a little bit difficult when persons try to preach to us about democracy when we have such a long history and legacy of parliamentary democracy. We're friendly, warm people. And I dare say to you that per capita, the number of Nobel laureates that we produce is only an inclination of what are the kinds of skills and the abilities of our Caribbean people. If we could only harness all of that towards our challenges, I think we're on our way.
Sir, thank you very much for speaking to United Nations
thank
Radio.
You.
Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about CARICOM?
There's so much more. You'll have to spend a day with you. We are forging ahead with our integration arrangements. We're trying to build a community for all. We're working more and more together among us, our member states, despite what some may hear or may not hear. The fact is there's much more that we do in common than things that we don't do in common. And the commitment at the political level to regional integration is very strong.